This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The T-Biz podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Think of us as a digital caravan of storytellers, bringing authentic, authoritative, and exclusive stories to you weekly from the tea lands. The tea industry merits more nuanced coverage than a mere recitation of production volumes and commodity prices. Each week, the Tea Biz podcast and the more inclusive Tea Biz blog report news with the greatest impact on the industry. Paired with Tea Journey magazine for tea enthusiasts, the Tea Biz portal is a global resource for everyone who loves tea. Hello, everyone. June is Iced Tea Month. Here are this week's headlines. Food safety is in the spotlight. Tea bushes globally are taking a beating this spring due to climate change. The UK Tea Academy announces the Leafies, a whole leaf tea competition. Plus, on its 6th anniversary, Tea Journey announces a new portal and a survey of readers on their views of what should come next. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia tea estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
In May, packet buyers rejected significant quantities of auction tea that failed India's Food Safety and Standards Authority regulations. Failure rates on lots sold varied from 15 to 40%. The Economic Times reports that independent testing firm Eurofins Analytical Services India found traces of plant protection chemicals that exceeded maximum residue levels. Quantities were not stated. Viren Shah, chairman of the Federation of All India Tea Traders Association, told the newspaper that while most buyers have in-house test laboratories, few are accredited by the National Accreditation Board for Testing and Calibration Laboratories. Quote, "So we tested the teas through an independent agency. The test results show that some chemicals have gone beyond the prescribed limit. We have also informed the tea board. We are not going to buy teas that do not conform to the FSSAI standard," said Shaw. FAITTA represents many tea companies, including Tata Global Beverages and Hindustan Unilever. The Tea Board of India formally advised sellers that teas that do not meet FSSAI regulations will not be sold at auction. The circular states that, quote, "all seller members are advised to ensure compliance with FSSAI regulations before selling their teas through the auction," end quote. Purchased tea that failed safety inspections cannot be resold and must be destroyed. Business Insight. World Food Safety Day is June 7th. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization will host an online event Tuesday beginning at 2 p.m. CET. This is the fourth observance dedicated to drawing attention and inspiring action to prevent, detect, and manage foodborne risks. Presentations during the first half of the program will be followed by a panel moderated by the World Health Organization Assistant Director General Nyoko Yamamoto. Interpreters will translate proceedings into Arabic, Chinese, French, Russian, and Spanish. Visit FAO.org or the TBiz blog to view a video providing background, along with a link to register and to review the report, The State of Food Security and Nutrition in the World. Extraordinary temperatures in India, downpours in China's Yunnan and Fujian provinces, and adverse conditions in Kenya have combined to reduce yields of profitable second flush tea. Storms ravaged two of China's most productive tea-producing regions, causing flooding, landslides, and loss of life. Rainfall totals in Yunnan reached 157 millimeters, destroyed 150 buildings, forced relocations, and power outages affected 100,000. There were 18,000 acres of crops damaged due to flooding. In Fujian, rainfall totals reached 220 millimeters, well above previous records. There were 30 landslides displacing 80,000 cubic meters of soil and leading to 8 deaths. Meanwhile, temperatures in Guangzhou were just 13.7 degrees Celsius, the lowest temperature ever recorded in May. In India, the onset of the second flush coincided with an almost unimaginable heat wave that began with the hottest March in 122 years of record keeping. During the third hottest April on record, portions of the country experienced temperatures as high as 49 degrees Celsius. That's 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Standard & Poor reports that South Asia's economies are the world's most vulnerable to global warming threats in the coming decades. Kenya tea producers experienced a 32 million kilo decline in the past year. The Tea Board of Kenya blamed climate change for the decline to 538 million kilos compared to the 570 million kilos harvested in 2020. Parai Mudita, the board's acting chief executive officer, told The Standard that rainfall was poor throughout the country last year, especially during the final quarter due to La Nina conditions. Poorly distributed rainfall during the short rainfall season was more pronounced in the tea-growing areas east of the Rift Valley. The Kerko region reported a shortfall of more than 20 million kilos. Production west of the Rift Valley declined by 10 million kilos. In April, intense hail stripped the leaves off of millions of bushes, requiring laborers to remove damaged tea stems so that new leaves will sprout. Temperatures have increased by 2 degrees Celsius over the past 60 years, according to the Tea Research Institute in Kerko. Quote, "The rains came late again this year, and most of the region experienced hailstorms due to climate change. Hailstones never used to be a major problem until recently," end quote, according to TRI. The UK Tea Academy announces the Leafies, a whole leaf tea competition. Artisan whole leaf teas in 30 categories will compete for recognition in the inaugural International Tea Academy Awards. The Leafies is the inspiration of UK Tea Academy co-founder Jane Pettigrew in partnership with Fortnum & Mason, London tea retailers since 1707. The awards celebrate the astonishing diversity of crafted teas from every tea-producing region in the world, said Pettigrew. Judging criteria will consider the farming and processing of the teas, as well as the stories and the people behind the gardens. The entry fee is £50. One gold will be awarded in each category with commendations at the judge's discretion. Categories are organized by type: white, green, oolong, dark, jasmine, matcha, and many more, explained Pettigrew. A selection of winners will be given the opportunity to have their teas sold by F&M. Audley Cunningham, tea buyer at F&M, said that Fortnum & Mason is delighted to be involved in a competition that, quote, was created to champion the values of family producers, small batch teas, and inspiring tea companies. We're looking forward to discovering some exciting new teas for our rare tea counter, end quote. The deadline for submissions is September, with judging in October. Winners will be announced at a ceremony in London. Visit the ukteaacademy.co.uk website to download entry forms and review the rules of the competition. Arvinda Anantharaman in Bengaluru reports on this week's tea auction prices.
India Tea Price Report for the week ending 28th May 2022. It was another uneventful week at the auctions. Sale 21 saw a good demand for orthodox tea in Kolkata, with exporters from the Middle East lending good support. Darjeeling saw some movement, but prices averaged 350 rupees per kilo, the lowest in a month. Incidentally, the same sale in 2021 saw the average price at 560 rupees per kilo. CTC leaf and dust also saw reduced prices. In Guwahati, prices remained somewhat similar to last year, but only 52% of tea on offer was sold. In the south, Kannur continued to see a strong demand for orthodox leaf, especially among exporters. Prices for whole leaf and brokens were higher than the corresponding week last year. Cochin too saw good demand for orthodox tea, especially those resembling Sri Lankan varieties. CTC leaf also did well, and all the orthodox dust on offer was sold. Orthodox dust saw a good uptake at Kannur as well. 109 kilos of green tea on offer in Kannur sold for 300 rupees a kilo.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Qtrade understands that a successful tea blend goes beyond the creative fusion of appearance, aroma, and flavor. Our multi-award-winning product development team is passionate about converting natural ingredients into sensory experiences that customers crave. Every recipe is formulated with a commercial backbone of dependable quality sourcing, with a pricing structure that supports a safe, regulated, profitable, and scalable blend. Qtrade meets every brand's retail, food service, and e-commerce need. For more information, visit our website, qtradeteas.com.
This week, TBiz is at home in Winnipeg, Canada, celebrating the 6th anniversary of the magazine's launch and asking readers what comes next. North Americans consume only 2.3% of the world's tea. Europe accounts for less than 5%. Innovation and refinements are in the tea lands, where writers provide in-depth coverage that is rarely translated from the native tongue. Tea Journey was inspired by publications like Pu'er Magazine in Yunnan and Cha Da Life, The Art of Tea in Taiwan, The Camellia Magazine in India, and Matcha Magazine in Japan, as well as The Leaf Magazine in South Korea. Six years ago today, after a sleepless night, I learned that Kickstarter donors in 36 countries had pledged $128,000 in donations to fund Tea Journey magazine, making Tea Journey the third highest of more than 1,000 Kickstarter-funded periodicals. The launch demonstrated that founding subscribers shared a global vision of tea. Funding the magazine confirmed their thirst for knowledge and their desire to refine their taste in tea. Tea for Me, Please, blogger Nicole Wilson's enthusiasm was typical. On the first day of the campaign, she wrote that, quote, "I've already subscribed and the preview issue was awesome. For all of us nerdy tea heads, this magazine will be truly groundbreaking. They are translating many articles and information not previously available in English. Please consider supporting their effort." Listeners can download that awesome 150-page inaugural issue at no charge on the TBiz blog. The print edition, smartphone app, and website enabled tea enthusiasts to travel to tea gardens from Argentina to Zimbabwe, to walk the terraces, watch tea being made, read the sampling notes of professional tasters, study the latest medical findings, and download culinary recipes. Tea tourists followed our footsteps, visiting the world's tea museums, famous tea rooms, and landmarks. Quote, think of us as a digital caravan that travels to the tea lands and returns laden with artisan tea and stories to tell, I said. Tea Journey is a magazine for tea enthusiasts, embracing the story of tea in every language with authoritative, elusive, and exclusive articles, photos, and video that help readers discover their tea destiny. During many years of travel, I filled suitcases with tea magazines, books, and agricultural and scientific journals. To share this bounty, I exchanged English content with overseas publishers and contracted with a cadre of Tea Journey correspondents to translate and produce original work. Editors became storytellers because literal translations, while rich in detail and authoritative, presented an obstacle for readers. Editing the first issue, we used the translations as a template and learned to retell the stories that the writers had discovered. The result was fluid, eloquent stories with an emotional power that captured distant scenery and sensations. In short, Tea Journey gave voice to those in the tea lands. Now, we need to hear from you. Tea Journey has a loyal following, but we need additional insights. Therefore, we ask that you complete our 2.5-minute online survey available on the website and social network, as well as via email. Your response will guide a redesign of the online portal that will be revealed in the next few weeks. Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of TBiz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the TBiz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.